We've had a fascinating last few weeks in the tech space. AWS recently unveiled an AI agent marketplace to essentially be that one-stop shop for enterprises to build and deploy agents. OpenAI and Perplexity are emerging with their own AI-enabled browsers, and I'm really curious to understand how that's going to change the future of browsing and also how it's going to impact the current industry giant, which is Google Chrome. I'm your host, Arham, and I'll be exploring each one of these with Jan Kronberg, the CTO of Zasmic. Jan, let's start off with the AI agentic marketplaces. What are your thoughts on this announcement from AWS, especially for enterprises? Do you see that there is really a market for a one-stop shop for AI agents?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think these developments are welcome because I think they cement the importance of the agent for the future of work, right? This capability to talk between agents, to do work between agents. I think as these agents become more and more sophisticated, you know, like we've built ourselves, you know, some QA agent to do automatically, you know, like test cases based on Figma, for instance, file. I think these things will become more mainstream, and I think the enterprise will definitely adopt them. There's going to be probably a tendency at first to use their own, and then, you know, they're going to become so ubiquitous that I think people will definitely use it, yes.
Yeah, and another question in regard to these agentic marketplaces is that, do you feel that enterprises are leaning towards just sticking to one cloud provider that can kind of give them a whole set of solutions rather than different departments going to a different one? And we understand that increases training costs and costs of working with multiple cloud providers. How do you see this approach kind of evolving from enterprises and maybe even smaller businesses, perhaps?
Yeah, if you use one cloud, and mainly either Google, AWS, or Microsoft, on Google, you would go to the Agent Garden, right, that they have. And if you're mainly on AWS, you're going to use the agent that are available in their marketplace. So I think it's definitely going to be sticky. Most of people will choose their main cloud provider to get an agent. And I think this is just one more way for these cloud provider to be sticky and to be useful to their clients. So definitely the one-stop shop is interesting. You know, you're always going to have the use case where, you know, people have a hybrid cloud and want to use agent from different cloud. But mainly, people will stick to one marketplace.
Cool. And now, speaking of stickiness, I mean, Google Chrome has probably been one of the stickiest browsers that have been around. I personally use it even up to this point, but we've seen a few announcements from OpenAI, even Perplexity, that are getting into AI-enabled browsers, and they're kind of actually built on top of Chromium, which is very interesting because Google does ultimately benefit from them. But I just want to kind of ask you about the arrival of both of these. I mean, OpenAI put out a 20-minute demo a few days ago demonstrating what the agent is capable of. So as far as browsers go, where do you think we're headed?
We're headed for, I think, a dominance of the Chromium project, right? All these, like you said, all these browsers are built on that. You know, Chrome are building their own version of an agentic or AI-enabled browser. For Perplexity, you know, my feeling is like, you know, is it a diversion of resources? And they should work on something else. It's unclear whether another browser will be used given the dominance of Chrome, right? I mean, so the answer is like, you know, they probably should build more like an advertising infrastructure to monetize the traffic that they're getting, you know, via their product, via their desktop product. But browser is just another entry point that maybe they feel they have to build in order to get traction as an entry point for AI search. So, you know, like, I think it's definitely an interesting, you know, development. I just don't know if they can win against Chrome. I mean, time will tell. At the moment, it seems like it's going to be hard because I think Google is developing their own AI capability on Chrome. So time will tell. Hard to say now, but hopefully, it'll bring some business to Perplexity and others.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think Chrome cannot be taken too lightly. I think we've seen in the past couple of years, Google might have been a bit late to certain announcements, but when they've jumped out, they've come really, really strong and left a lot of its competitors behind. I would suppose that would be the approach going forward with Chrome as well. However, one thing that does come to mind is how Chrome is going to kind of shift around their Google Ads platform, since that was essentially bringing in a lot of revenue for them. This is more of a change they need to make to the Google Ads structure, how advertisers also need to kind of, deal with this AI change happening on browsers. So any sort of thoughts on that?
My thought is Google has such an advantage when it comes to the advertising infrastructure that they're going to be... For me, Chrome is not the main advantage of Google. It's all the advertising infrastructure below that they have. And, for them to switch to an AI search, it's going to be, quote-unquote, easier than for Perplexity to build that entire advertising and advertiser base that they should have to monetize the AI traffic. And so my thought is, like, if somebody can pull it off, it's Google. They have all the tools, they have all the product, and they have all the advertiser ecosystem. And also, so I think they are again in a position of strength. And I think Sundar will just apply that to the AI search that they're developing. Whatever is the conduit, whether it's Chrome or another type of browser that they have to build. Yeah, I think my thought is if one company can pull it off, is Google. For the other ones, for OpenAI and Perplexity, they have very little advertising ecosystem to build on. And so they are the contender. They are like the people that need to prove that they can do it. I think for Google is the highway.
Yeah, absolutely. Google is perhaps the status quo and the giant that the others have to kind of try to outdo, essentially. Jan, do you have anything to share with the audience that is exciting you for the next few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, we are working like a lot of people on agents. We're building a product manager agent. We're building a QA agent. We're building a UI UX agent. So, more to come. I mean, I think there is right now we're building an infrastructure that can help our engineer going faster. Making SOW happening faster by creating a prototype on Figma using MCP integration. Then based on this Figma, we build product requirements, user story and features in Jira using a product manager agent. So we're basically doing everything we can to stay ahead of the curve and to do whatever we do well, which is engineering faster. And the announcement is we are basically building this agent, and we'll probably try to publish this agent into some marketplace or some agent, either in Google or AWS. So we'll see.